Muriel of Redwall, Disc 10.
Chapter 38. Greypatch and his band were lost. They stumbled about in the vastnesses of Mossflower Woods, not knowing which direction to take next. Each place they arrived at looked the same as the spot they had started from. Hoke Tom sat high on a chestnut tree, watching them. He tested the point of his lance and shook his head.
Wouldn't leave him in charge of a Dibbin Spring outing, any of them.
Deadglim slumped wearily on the ground.
Belay, Captain. Are you sure you know the white course for Dark Queen?
Greypatch turned on him and vented his temper.
I did when we started out, but you wet-nosed idiots are wandering here and yon scrounging for victuals have set me off course. I was lost at the wrist of you, and it's your fault, not mine.
Tripnose threw himself down beside Lardgut.
Yeah, what's the use? I'm staying here until Sunbeast finds the right way.
Greypatch sat down with him, his voice dripping sarcasm.
Oh, you are you? So be it, I am too, matey. This way no beast will find the Dark Queen, and we'll all sit right here and rot.
Fishgill came up with a suggestion.
Captain, why don't we split into three groups? We could each set course a different way, mark the trees as we go, and all make our way back here when some rat finds Dark Queen.
Greypatch thought about this for a moment. Then stood up.
Fishgill, matey. That's the first decent idea to come out of this load of lunkheads. Right, you take five and go that a ways. Dripnose, up on your claws. Take five and head the other way over there. I'll take the other five and go straight ahead. Don't forget and use your blades to mark the trees. Otherwise, you'll be lost forever in this hell-ridden forest. Right, let's get going.
Oak Tom watched them go before leaping down to scar false roots, widespread on the tree bark with his lance point. The squirrel carefully noted the direction taken by Greypatch and his party, then set out after the five, led by Deadglim. Pushing through the brambles and tripping over tree roots, Deadglim and his rats unwittingly made their course south, back the way they had come, completely lost and in their confusion, taking a bumbling path toward Redwall Abbey.
Turn round and follow Fishgill.
Lardgut pointed into the leafy canopy.
It's a voice from up there.
Deadglim clawed nervously at his sword.
What do you want from us?
I'm from the Abbey.
The mystery voice called back to him.
We don't want you attacking us again. You're headed for Redwall if you keep on in this direction. Turn round and follow Fishgill. He's travelling in the direction of your ship, Dark Queen.
Lardgut carried on south, calling up in a sneering voice.
Oh, you could be tricking us. I think this way's the right way.
The javelin hissed down from the branches, slaying him on the spot. This time, the voice was loud and menacing.
Take my word for it, fools die. There are many of us up here. Turn round and follow Fishgill if you value my advice.
Deadglim did a swift about turn.
We're going! Look, we're going! Leave us alone and we won't be back!
A mocking laugh rang out through the trees.
Go then, quickly!
Hoke Tom plucked the javelin from Lardgut's carcass as the pounding paws of Deadglim's party receded into the distance. Before nightfall, they would join Fishgill's party in the Flitchi territory. Hoke Tom took one look back to the south, where his friends Roofbrush and Tree Rose would be giving Clary and Time a decent burial at the deserted Sea Rat camp. Setting his jaw grimly, he took off through the woodlands on the trail of Greypatch and the remaining five. The Sea Rat captain did not know whether to be delighted or disappointed. He stepped out of the foliage and onto the path, leading north with his companions having travelled in a huge semicircle.
Well, at least we're clear of all that tangle for a while, mateys. Maybe now we can get some proper bearings.
A rat named Stumpclaw strained his eyes northward up the path.
Oh, Captain, there's a ford up ahead. I can see the sunlight on its waters.
Relief flooded through Greypatch's body. He sat down by the side of the path, a tear forming in his single eye.
If it's water, it'll run to the sea, mateys, and it'll take us to Dark Queen if it's the right stream. Stumpclaw, take these buckos and scout the lay of the water, will you, matey? Old Greypatch is weary. I'll be resting me bones here a while till you get back.
On a spruce bough not too far distant, Oak Tom sat watching. Greypatch let the summer sun play on his face as he lay back and relaxed. The stream must lead up to Dark Queen and then down to the sea. Maybe a few more dawns would see him in command of his own ship once more, running south before the breeze, away from Mossflower and the seas where Gabool's vessels hunted.